Do you ever feel like you need to hyper-focus on work or business, that next project, that next thing that must get done and must get done right away? Well, what if the answer to actually improving on that was spending more downtime, more time with your family, more time playing, more time exercising, more time allowing your brain to be free to come up with solutions? Today, I'm going to share multiple stories on how letting go of hyper-focus can actually give you healthy focus and allow you to achieve what it is you're really trying to do. So I want to start by sharing a story. This was actually just recently. I had some content that I needed to write and get produced into some emails. I needed to get the emails built out in the software and get all that put together for a launch that was happening. And I had gotten hyper-focused. My wife said, hey, it's dinner time. And we've got kind of some communication that if there's something I need to finish, I'm not going to make it down, that I'm able to share that with her so that she understands and that there's no guilt, there's no shaming, anything like that. We're able to just move forward and I can stay focused. So I went, go, 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 go. And I don't get involved in dinner. And I'm just like, I'm getting frustrated. I can't do this thing. And basically what I was doing is I was having to make multiple workflows, very lengthy, extensive workflows. And I was like, man, this is so time consuming. I'm going to have to do this every single time. There's got to be a better way, but I couldn't think of it. So then I go downstairs. It's time for scriptures and family prayers and doing the bedtime routine with the kids. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to miss out on this. And I go and we sit down and we talk. And while we're praying, I'm just cuddling with my kids and I'm just kind of breathing. And then after that, my kids are asking me, hey, how's it going? My oldest daughter, she says, how's it going, Dad? And I said, oh, it's okay. I'm working on some emails. And she goes, well, how are the emails going? Is it working out? And I started to talk to her about it. And I was like, well, you know, I'm getting kind of frustrated. I've got to figure out a better way because it's really time consuming. And then my light bulb goes off. As I'm sitting there looking into her eyes and she's nodding her head and she's genuinely interested in me, I had this little light bulb go off. I realized that 90% of that workflow could stay the same, which meant I only needed to duplicate 10% of it for different audiences. And it was this huge breakthrough and I realized exactly how to do it and how much time it would save. And it happened in minutes instead of where I'd spent hours focusing on it. So sometimes we think the solution is working harder. We think the solution is more time. We think the solution is staying away from the things that bring us joy until we can get done the thing that must be done, that needs to be done. But the truth is that the solutions are often better found in play than they are in staying heavily and deeply engaged in our work for the day. I'm not suggesting you slough off. I'm not suggesting that you suddenly abandon all your responsibilities so you can go out on a boat on the lake and just catch the sunrise or whatever. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. But to have balance. And balance is something that I do talk about. And I don't view it the same way that most people do, where you need 2 hours of worked for every 2 hours of family time. Like, that's not balance. Balance is operating in seasons. Balance is operating in integration. And what that means is that if I'm devoting heavy time to doing my work and getting things done, if I start to see some signs and symptoms that I'm getting hyper-focused, then I know that that's time to step away. And it means I'm unbalanced. And to regain that balance is not to do more work, is not to dive deeper into the project. That will only continue the problem of being out of balance. To get back in balance, I need to reframe my mind. And you can reframe your mind by taking a walk outside, by calling up a friend and having a quick conversation, by reading a book to one of your kids, by having a conversation with your spouse or your kids on how their day is going. Really, it's anything that can fully and completely pull you out of your present state and allow your mind to get a wider view of what's going on. Another example is the first live workshop I ever had with one of my really good friends and mentor, Ray Edwards. Now, to give you a little background, I had flown up to Spokane, Washington to attend a 3-day workshop. This was a 5-figure investment, and it was something that I was leaving my wife with 2 kids and a brand new 3rd child who was literally only a couple weeks old. And it was something my wife and I talked about. We knew it was the best decision for us. She was fully supportive. I was even like, no, I don't know. This may not be a good idea. I should be with you. And she's like, no, go. This is important. Go. And so I went. And we're there and I'm like, all right, I know how to write copy. Because if you don't know who Ray Edwards is, he is the $1 billion copywriter. And so I'm excited to be there with him, but I'm already thinking about the skills that I've brought with me. So I've kind of gone into this with the idea that I just need him to show me the few details that I'm missing. And so after day one, we were given a bunch of assignments and I stayed up late writing it. And I was like, oh yeah, I've got this. And then the morning of day two, we were to share what we worked on and get feedback. Well, I raised my hand. I volunteered to go first. It was a small group, maybe 7 or 8 of us. And I was ready to go. Okay. And so I start reading through my stuff and I'm saying, oh, and I read through it and this and this. And then I finish and man, I'm just feeling so good. Right. And Ray and his son, Sean, who's also fantastic at writing copy and in many other areas as well, they both started to give constructive criticism. I'm not sure exactly why, but I got so hyper-focused that I'd done it wrong and that I needed to fix it. And so I was hearing everything they were saying and I was taking notes. And in my mind, I had to fix this right away. Well, the session lasted for about another 90 minutes before we took a break. And during the rest of that 90 minutes, I have no idea what was talked about. Everybody else shared their content and received feedback. And I didn't benefit from any of that other feedback because I got so hyper-focused that I needed to fix this. Because I was up here, I was making this sacrifice. I was away from my family. I was doing this thing and I had to get it right because I needed this next step in my business to go properly. So I didn't get anything. So hyper-focused. And I got pretty emotional and I walked out and I called my wife and I started crying. I said, I made a mistake. We just had a baby and just to spend all this money and to leave you there. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I thought I knew how to write. I thought it was just about putting a few things together and I've made a mistake. And my wife talked to me. We said a prayer over the phone. She said, no, you'll figure this out. She gave me some good counsel. I said, okay. And then I got off the phone. And my first thought was, I need to get back in there. But I'd been crying and I didn't want to go with like wet cheeks and, you know, red eyes. I didn't want anyone to know that I'd gotten emotional. And so I decided to walk around the hotel. Now, the hotel we're in is the historic Davenport in downtown Spokane. And if you ever get a chance, highly recommend it. But we're walking around this hotel and they have a variety of displays from celebrities and famous people that have stayed there over the last century plus. And I started looking at the displays and I started reading what they said. I started thinking about these individuals and I wasn't thinking anything about the copy. I wasn't thinking anything about what I needed to fix. I wasn't thinking anything about leaping into this next step of my business. I was just focused on these other interesting elements. And I walked around and I looked at the architecture and I just kind of explored and I lost myself in, I was going to say I lost myself in the hotel. I didn't get lost. Don't worry. I knew where I was, but I got lost in the history of the hotel. I was able to step back, see the bigger picture, remember why I was there, and be able to see things as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. And the next session started, and I went back in, and it was a totally different experience for me. And that was a 15-minute break. It wasn't like I abandoned everything for the entire day. I didn't leave the workshop and say, I'll sign up for the next one. That was during a 15-minute break. And all because I took the time to step out of my hyper-focus, gotta fix this, get it all done now, just dive in deeper, work harder, give it everything. And I let that go to be able to do something I enjoy, which was think about history, was to learn about people. And I was able to reframe my mindset. It was able to refocus my attention to where I was really able to learn and I started seeing the solutions. So here's a phrase you can think about to help you when you start hyper-focusing. Step away, take time to play. If you find yourself hyper-focused, if you find yourself struggling to get solutions, then remember that phrase and allow it to help you to get the refresh that you need. Now, sometimes we're in the zone. Sometimes it's not about hyper-focus. Sometimes we're just in flow and everything's going good. But that's not what I'm speaking about. And I have a hunch you know exactly what I am speaking about. Those moments where everything feels stuck. And when you get in those moments, step away, take time to play. Now, this is one reason why focusing on your family will improve success in every area of your life. You really can, by focusing on your family, get those engagement, that connection, those relationships that will then free your mind to do better at work, will free your mind to know how to have healthier relationships, So there's so much opportunity and power that comes by prioritizing your family. But you need to keep one more thing in mind. In order for this to work, your time to play, your time with your family, your time to let go needs to be genuine. You can't go sit with your family and be like, all right, I'm reading a book, I'm playing cards, whatever, I'm here. So business ideas, get free, let's go. Like, that's not really letting go. The idea is to fully engage in something different, something that brings you peace and joy, something that creates opportunity. And so when you're with your family, when you take that time to step out, to go for a walk with your spouse, to read a book to your kids, to have a conversation, whatever that happens to be, fully be present, fully engage in what's going on. And that genuine adaption to the new thing you're doing will free your mind to find solutions in what you were working on before. So ask yourself, when you free your mind by focusing on your family, what does that make possible for your business? What does that make possible for your health? What does that make possible for relationships? And ultimately, when you take the time to focus and engage with your family, what does that make possible for your family today? And what does that make possible for all of your tomorrows? There is so much value in stepping back and focusing on your family. They really are the priority, and you need to do it now while there's still time, because you never know when time runs out. So remember, step away, take time to play. Find the solutions that are right there in front of you by shifting your focus to fully engage with your family, and then go back to work. And it doesn't have to be an extended time. It can be as quick as 15 minutes, just like when I was in that hotel in Spokane. What stories do you have when a problem felt unsolvable and then you stepped away and suddenly found solutions? Share that in the comments. Till next time, keep moving forward.